piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, you know, our old friend, Ari Laveau, had a very interesting piece, which you showed to me, called Artificial Sweeteners, Diabetes, and Gut Microbes. The gist of it is that he's recognizing a study that the Israelis have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
His reaction was to simply say that it indicates that artificial sweeteners can actually have an effect that was unanticipated, which is it reduces the good gut bacteria that would tend to help us to combat obesity. In effect, they have the reverse effect that was anticipated.
They were supposed to reduce obesity
sure.
because we were consuming no calories if we were drinking these sweeteners. Mother Nature does not like to be fooled around with. There was a Mother Nature in a television commercial, and she was given margarine.
Yeah.
And she ate the margarine, and she liked it. And then she was told that it was margarine, which is, of course, artificial. And then she said, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. And then you had lightning and thunder and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this is what's happening to our bodies right now.
I agree with Ari on a certain level here. But to actually put the blame on artificial sweeteners— the problem really is sugar.
The problem is sugar, yes.
And he says as much in the beginning mm-hmm. of the article.
Mm-hmm.
But then what he's saying is that using artificial sweeteners is not going to help.
These are studies done in mice. These mice were given either sucralose, Splenda, aspartame, or saccharin. And it was given to them in their water, a certain percentage. And then they had control mice, which were given normal water or added sucrose or glucose. They found that 11 weeks later, the mice that were consuming the artificial sweeteners showed marked glucose intolerance compared to the control groups, which meant that their glucose metabolism was affected adversely by these artificial sweeteners.
Actually, even though you weren't getting any extra calories,
no.
The fact was that the glucose intolerance was being created in these recipients of this diet.
Of the artificial sweeteners. Now, what happens if we as humans eat too much sugar? Ultimately,
glucose intolerance. But we also get a bunch of extra calories.
The mouse study has not been really replicated in humans. But what this tends to suggest is that if you eat too much sugar, you'll get glucose intolerance. And if you eat too much artificial sweetener, you'll get glucose intolerance. But again, the study is in mice. It may be perfectly safe for humans.
It kind of drove me to consider what is the problem here. And the problem is metabolic syndrome, a situation that arises in which you have a number of factors, including obesity, glucose intolerance, high blood pressure. It goes on down the line. If you have any three of those factors, you are identified as being a victim of metabolic syndrome, which can lead to really serious things like diabetes, heart disease,
right.
A whole range of things. Just about 50 years ago, a man named James Neal came up with the thrifty gene hypothesis, which was a fascinating attempt to explain what was happening. Why are people getting so heavy? Why are so many people coming up with this metabolic syndrome? It's much more prevalent than it should be from an evolutional point of view. Neal was arguing. He said, well, you know, one possibility is that from time immemorial until fairly recently, within the last 100 years or so, humans lived and evolved in a circumstance of feast or famine. During periods of feasting, when there was an abundance of food, your body was programmed over a period of time to generate lots of fat.
Mm-hmm.
This hypothesis hasn't been able to be proved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much attractive in it that it continues to be effective. And so we're still trying to deal with it on one level or another. But the issue is crucial and important. Let's take a look at that study itself that the Israelis did, and we'll come back to you next week for
The Food Guys. Dum 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 d